The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across the globe. Welcome in. It is Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition with Jeff Rich. A lot going on in the sports world, as we all know. The first week, official first week of college football is just about underway, or almost done, I should say, as we know. Still more games to come on Sunday, but a full slate of games on Saturday and just a lot of good action. And maybe the biggest upset of all time is Howard beats UNLV. Pretty amazing there. A 45-point underdog or 42-point underdog, depending on where you have them. And then Alabama taking care of business over Florida State. If people thought they were a true contender, well, Alabama made them look somewhat usual or normal. Michigan gets a victory over Florida, but I think we were expecting that with all the players out for Florida baseball in full throttle, the wild card heating up for the Milwaukee Brewers and the Colorado Rockies. So a lot going on in the sports world, Jeff. Good morning, my friend. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing well. I don't know where to begin. The NFL is going from 90 to 53. That's a difficult task. That puts 37 people out of work on one day. But what a weekend in college football. Tom Herman not off to a great start at the University of Texas.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely, man. Think about them. They wind up losing. They're out of the gates at Maryland. So, yeah, absolutely, man. We're just getting warmed up. He would be Jeff Rich. I am Andy Dorf, the weekend edition, Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich. Keep it close, everybody. We'll be right back after the pause for the cause.
I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, baby. I'll take you anywhere you want to go. I'm your vehicle, woman. By now, I'm sure you know that I love you, that I need you.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's the Labor Day sale at Ace. Now through Monday only, buy 2 gallons of our top paint brands, Valspar, Clark & Kensington, and Royal, and get the third gallon free. And with the Ace Extra Mile Promise, if it ever takes more than one trip to complete your paint project, we'll bring you what you need and deliveries free. Don't miss the buy 2, get 1 free paint sale only at Ace.
Limit 2 free gallons of equal or lesser value. Prices may vary. Delivery subject to availability. Visit acehardware.com for more details.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
Do you love golf, boxing, soccer, wrestling? Then sign up for the podcast from your favorite sport and never miss a show. With podcasting, we deliver the best programs directly to your computer every week, automatically. Just go to sportsbyline.com and click on the Get Podcast button. You'll never miss another show. Visit sportsbyline.com today.
Intents and purposes.
Low snap for Rodgers. Rodgers scrambling around. He has some room to throw it. And now let's see if they can pitch it back. It's Thomas. Thomas should have pitched it back. And that's the ball game. And a huge upset here at Sam Boyd Stadium.
The Bison just rushed the field. And that's a heck of a job by Mike London. He did a heck of a job with his team today and the way they came out and played. You know, they just wanted it a little bit more, it looks like.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports. Now, here's Andy and Jeff.
Welcome back. I'll tell you what, for such a huge upset, Jeff, you would have expected a bigger, much more excited commentary by that guy. But at the end of the day, man, Howard gets it done, beating UNLV. And I'll tell you what, man, that's a shocking loss as we start the college football season off. And like you said, I mean, not much really going on with the big dogs, but that, man, is just an unbelievable spread, 42.5 to 45 points. And they get it done. That's pretty unbelievable, man.
Well, let's not bury the lead here. Quarterback for Howard, Kalen Newton, Cam Newton's younger brother, Mike London, coach of Howard, disgraced at the University of Virginia. He got to hang on for a long time, but a lot of these guys that don't make it at the Division I level, they'll go down to the FCS and try to coach these teams and try to make a name for themselves. And Howard certainly did it on Saturday night. You're not going to get the greatest play-by-play in Las Vegas on a Saturday night when the Mountain West is hosting a team like Howard. But good on Howard. Good on Liberty knocking off Baylor, and good on all those FCS teams that are playing a tier up for coming home victorious. And shame on those big schools for scheduling those FCS opponents, but more shame on them for not having a game plan to beat a team that you have so many advantages against.
Yeah, no, that's a great point. You know, and I've heard people ranting, several people ranting. Like the other day, I heard a radio guy ranting about the Wisconsin Badgers playing that game at 8 o'clock at night. And I'm thinking to myself, do people really complain about what time games are being played? I actually never really thought that that was something that people did. Okay. So the rant was basically about the game being an 8 o'clock kickoff. And the fact of the matter is that some people had to drive from Milwaukee to Madison, right, for the game. So it's about an hour and a half drive or whatever. So you're going to get out late and whatnot, home real late, 1 o'clock or so, whatever it is. Okay. And then the fact that it was going to ruin people's Labor Day weekend. Look, oh man. Yeah, I mean, to me, that's kind of a very sad, pathetic way to rant about something, first and foremost, okay? But my answer to that is when you get a national game on ESPN, you're going to play that game whenever, however, and it doesn't really make a difference, right? And also, the fact that people don't understand or get the reason why college football is being showcased a lot of days this week, they're stupid. I'm sorry, because the bottom line is they're taking advantage of the fact that there's no NFL football being played right now, and they're showcasing their sport. It's actually a pretty genius idea, if you ask me, because they're taking advantage of several days so that people can really get a good look at what college football is all about. And with that being said, you're seeing a bunch of different teams, like you're talking about, some of those little sisters of the poor, getting the chances to play some of the big dogs and getting that national spotlight. So I think that there's something that people are missing, not understanding that this is a very good opportunity for people to get eyes on their universities and for them to have an opportunity to showcase that university to a young man or a young lady that would maybe eventually want to go to that school. So I think there is something to this first week of college football. Week zero, not so much, but week one, you're getting to see a lot of different schools being showcased on a lot of different stages. And I'll be honest with you, Jeff, I like it personally.
No, I love it. And you hit the nail on the head. There's no NFL. You have these 5 days in reality when you start counting Thursday. Like I was at Sun Devil Stadium on Thursday. You know, I don't know, a lot of people were tuning in for Ohio State and Indiana to get a taste of the number two team in the country. You mentioned Wisconsin, Utah State. It was a late kickoff. But Friday night, you know, I'm going out to the bar. And, you know, you've got Utah State and Wisconsin. I thought that we saw a lot of this in the Big Ten, where it was a little lackluster in the first half, and then the talent prevailed, and the true final score read in the end. And that's why I don't really like evaluating a football game four quarters at a time as much as I or one quarter at a time as much as I like evaluating the big picture. But let me get to where I was going with the sports bar. You know, sure. I walked into the sports bar, and the Diamondbacks are on some TVs. There's all kinds of sports going on. My wife and I are interested in Northern Illinois University. They're hosting Boston College on Friday night on the CBS Sports Channel. And, you know, they're playing on a Friday night. They're hosting a team like Boston College from the ACC. When you're in the Mid-American Conference, you don't get too many of those games. And what I hear from my Northern Illinois friends is, hey, we only have two Saturday home games this year. Well, you know what? If they were playing on Saturday, they don't get to play on national TV against Boston College on Saturday night. They got that opportunity on Friday night. When we turn the calendar to November, when the MAC starts playing those Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday games, they're in the spotlight. You know, I'm sorry that those students don't get the Saturday experience more than twice in a football season, but nobody is watching Northern Illinois play Toledo on a Saturday afternoon. But I think that given the magnitude of those games, given the explosive offenses that we've seen from this small conference in the Midwest that nobody's ever heard of any player on either of the teams, for them to get that spotlight, for a guy like Jordan Lynch, who played quarterback well for Northern Illinois, to get a Heisman invite, it's playing on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. It is playing when you can present, when you can get the best audience for your football team and or your football game and your football program. And I think it's a great thing. And I love the opening weekend of college football. I can't believe that it's already almost over.
Yeah, I mean, bottom line is, if you don't understand why they're doing this, you just don't get it. You have no understanding of what football, or actually college football, is all about. And they're absolutely taking advantage of the opportunity of no NFL football, because next week we all know that that gets going. Thursday, if I'm not mistaken, you got Kansas City playing the Patriots, man. So it's literally right around the corner. So you got to take advantage when you can. The other time they take advantage, you know, is the bowl seasons and times like that, because it gives them a great time to showcase those kids before the NFL gets really going with their playoff at that time. So go ahead.
I've got a question for you.
Yeah.
You know, we're deep into games that count, at least in this first weekend of college football. Usually we do this beforehand so that you can give somebody a little bit of advice, but where was Dorf's money this weekend?
Look, bottom line is, you know, I'm going to sound like a guy that you're going to be like, oh, it's really easy to say that now. But truth be told, I really did have my money in these spots. New Mexico State playing the Arizona State Sun Devils on Thursday night plus 24. I thought that was a pretty good gimme, if you ask me. And, you know, at one point, ASU's up 37 to 13. However, we know the final score winds up being 37 to 31. Another game that I really, really liked was Colorado over Colorado State. They were favored by 3.5. They wound up shutting them down. I think the final score there was like 17-3 or 14-3, one of the two. I don't even know what the final was, but I do know that Colorado covered that line. Another one was Alabama playing Florida State, -7. I really liked Alabama. As we know, they won 24-7. And then Michigan, I really like them to beat Florida this week, -5 against Florida, a team that had a bunch of guys out. So Michigan gets it done as well, 33-17, if I'm not mistaken, in the final there. So opening week, man, 4-0 for the Dorf, man, as far as my picks. So, yeah, we will absolutely have to let people know where my money is. We do that normally on the program, like you said. On this program, we do it every Sunday, and we usually are talking about NFL games when we're doing that. So we'll get to it, man. We're a week away from that, my friend. So don't worry. We will let people know where the money's at next week.
Yeah, I was jumping out of the starter blocks a little bit early on that, but I wanted to get it out there. You told me that you were 4-0. I think that the listeners deserve to hear that. And, you know, Florida State, Alabama, 1-3, and you have this, you know, you have this game that's in this giant stadium, this Taj Mahal of football stadiums where the Atlanta Falcons will kick off here in a week or so. Yeah. And Florida State loses their quarterback. I thought that DeAndre Francois had a really good chance to do something special, regardless of whether they beat Alabama on Saturday or not. And now his future is uncertain. And this is just the biggest blow that Florida State can take in a week one game.
Yeah, no, very true. Absolutely, man. Excellent point when you think about it. Just tragic, man. You don't want to see that happen. And I agree, man. This kid looked to me like he was showing some definite maturity from where he was at a season ago. So I agree with you. We'll have to see how it all plays out, and we'll see where, when, how bad this injury is, and we'll see if this kid is able to get back out on the field this season. I don't know, man. You never know. But we all know that that's part of the game, too. Injuries do happen, so you got to be ready for things along those lines to take place. But bottom line is Alabama gets it done. I think we got what I expected anyway was them to win that football game. We got to take a quick break. He's Jeff Rich. I would be Andy Dorf. It's the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich. Keep it close, everybody.
Had a nice little life, a little boat, a little beach, a little routine I like. Blue ocean view, free to go with the flow anywhere that I wanted to. But the moment you set foot on my shore, that's when I knew there's a difference in living and living well.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Start the year, conference game really being tested. Campbell across the middle. Paris Campbell got the big time speed. There he goes.
And Campbell right in front of us. Watch out, guys.
He's
here
gone.
He goes. Wow. Paris Campbell gone. Remember, he missed it earlier. Now he brings it home.
74 yards and one step, he was gone.
There's a different gear when he's able to get his hands on the football. He looks around, he realizes right away he's got a chance to take it to the house, and he does.
And here's the guy that's got to feel so good right now, Paris Campbell. After that missed opportunity was off his hands earlier, he turns on the Jets
and
open
nobody
space.
Wanted to see that probably more from the JT Barrett, Urban Meyer, to watch him make a play like this. That's been around for a long time. He's a tremendous athlete, St. Vincent, St. Mary product, probably the best athlete on the team.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports. Now, here's Andy and Jeff.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. He is Jeff Rich. I would be Andy Dorf. The weekend edition of Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich. Thoughts and opinions, they're encouraged. They're welcomed. We'd love to hear from you. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter, @ByJeffRich, @DorfOnSports, or check out Dorf Online, and then check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Obviously, we're excited about college football. The first week is underway. We love it. Can't get enough of it. Ohio State gets a victory. Alabama gets a victory. Number 3, Florida State, goes down to Alabama. So we've already got some things going on up there. Penn State gets an impressive one. Wisconsin, like you said, they were impressive after the initial blow from Utah State. But then they obviously figured things out and became themselves. We're shutting them down and not letting them get up and down that field. And that's kind of what we've expected from Wisconsin over the past few years. Same thing with Michigan, man. They've got a pretty solid defense as well. They shut down Florida pretty well as well. But look, man, I want to switch gears with you a little bit. And I want to kind of move into Major League Baseball because it's pretty exciting what's going on here. Your Cleveland Indians are catching up. They're in the mix as far as it goes with winning or having the best record in the American League. The Milwaukee Brewers, my team, is in the hunt as far as the National League wild card race, just a game and a half behind the Colorado Rockies. I would have to say it's pretty safe to say now the Arizona Diamondbacks have definitely separated themselves, Jeff, and they are a team that is definitely that number one wild card. And now it's just a race of who's going to be the number two wild card. Is it the Colorado Rockies? Is it the Milwaukee Brewers? And on the outside looking in, St. Louis and Miami Marlins, but I think it's going to be one of the two, the Colorado Rockies or the Milwaukee Brewers.
It's kind of crazy to think about the fact that Colorado could find themselves on the outside looking in altogether after they were out to that start, you know, when you could put them on even keel with the Diamondbacks and the Dodgers. Obviously, the Dodgers pulled away, and if you remember, I sent you a text predicting that right before that runaway happened.
Yeah,
and it was to be expected, but interesting race for that second wild card. I think that, I think the Dodgers are going to be a tough out. I'm not sure that it matters who gets that wild card, but the Dodgers are playing their worst baseball at the end of the season here. Let's see if that translates into October. Let's see if it even translates into the home stretch. But the Diamondbacks pulling off the sweep at home this week for the first time since 2008 against these Los Angeles Dodgers. I'd be a little bit concerned if I'm Dave Roberts, you know, when you're playing so well so early, and I think the Washington Nationals are suffering from this dilemma as well. When you play so well so early, you wonder if you leave your best baseball in the spring and summer months when you really need it going into the fall.
You know, we've talked about it, fatigue setting in at some point. I've
talked about too.
Yeah, and I also talked about, you know, teams having to play tough games within their division, right? Even though the D-backs didn't have to play the Dodgers for anything important, they were playing Colorado for something very important, right? They've been playing all year with them for the wild card race, and, you know, like I said, they've distanced themselves. They've won 9 straight. They're 9-1 in their last 10 games. Like you said, they sweep the Dodgers here in Arizona. They really haven't missed a beat ever since then. They kind of got it going a little bit before that. The bats were going. The addition of J.D. Martinez, man, has made the world of difference as far as the hitting goes. They got guys that can come at you from all over the place. A.J. Pollock, if he can really get it going, I think that this lineup is just unbelievable, and I think it's a force to be reckoned with, Jeff. And you know what? With what they just did to the Dodgers, you have to think that the Dodgers – have to be a little worried about seeing a very hot Arizona Diamondback team. And like you said, the Dodgers haven't faltered all year, but right now they're faltering, man. 3-7 in their last 10 games, losers of 2 straight. Before that, I believe the streak was 5 or 6. So you know what the bottom line is that it's baseball. There's no rhyme or reason for it. We don't exactly know what's going to happen, but I'll tell you what, the Arizona Diamondbacks are a legit team. They've got pitching. They've got hitting. They've got all the formulas that you need to go out there and be competitive. So they're 20 games over 500, man. How in the world did this happen?
All right, you know, forgetting about the Dodgers for a second, just focusing on the Diamondbacks, when you look at it, you know, as of Sunday morning, they had 78 wins. When you look in the American League, and remember that home field advantage in the World Series is based on your regular season record. It has nothing to do with the All-Star game. It has nothing to do with winning the division. It has something to do with having a better record head-to-head. So you look at these potential division champs in the American League, Boston with 77 wins, Cleveland with 79, right on Houston's tail, and if the Arizona Diamondbacks as the first wild card team, or even as the second wild card team, have a better record than all of those American League teams. If they can get through those National League playoffs, they would host the World Series in games 1, 2, 6, and 7, which are very pivotal, even though Cleveland couldn't pull it off a year ago with that same circumstance.
Yeah, I mean, look, the bottom line is you just got to keep racking up wins, and that's exactly what they're doing. They're racking them up. They're 14 and a half games behind the Dodgers, and yet they're 20 games over 500 themselves. I mean, I think that there's really something to be said about that. This is a very good baseball team. I think that that's really the point that I'm trying to make here, is that the Arizona Diamondbacks are a very, very good baseball team, and I think that they are somebody to be reckoned with, and I'm just pretty surprised that this actually happened, because, you know, you and I both did not think that this was going to be this good of a baseball team this season. So they put the pieces together, man. Torrey Lovello, really, every button this guy pushed for the most part seemed to work. You know, they went through a little bit of a bad streak, but for the most part, every button he pushed worked. You got to think that he's up there as far as manager of the year. You got to think that Goldie's up there as far as NL MVP of the year. So they've really done well. And where do you put Greinke as far as he goes? If he can reach the 20 win mark, is he in the Cy Young race, right? I mean, so think about it. They've really overachieved.
Yeah, they very overachieved, and maybe they're just achieving on the level that they should have with, you know, Chip Hale and Kirk Gibson, and they're finally there just channeling all the talent into wins. I have some concerns about the bullpen, but that's just a lack of depth within the organization. They brought in David Hernandez, but I'm not sure that that helps out too much. I told you in the open that Fernando Rodney makes me very nervous, regardless of how big the Diamondbacks lead is, just because he has these tendencies to get himself into jams that sometimes he doesn't get himself out of. But I really like what the Diamondbacks have been able to do. I think that they can add pieces as they go, and they can build on this season. Like I said, you know, I don't think that either wildcard team is getting past the Dodgers, regardless of who they are. But the Diamondbacks just making it into the postseason, even if they lose that one-game wildcard game, I think it makes a real statement, given where they were a year ago. And you mentioned Goldschmidt in the MVP race, and I think that he's playing really well. But, how much do you punish Stanton in that category for the Miami Marlins not being in a playoff hunt like the Diamondbacks are?
No, that's a great point, because obviously the home runs he's hit, the impact he's had on the Marlins. So, yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And I think, you know, if Bryce Harper didn't get hurt, then Bryce Harper might have been a guy that would have been up there too. So, anyways, got to take a quick pause for the cause. He's Jeff Rich. I am Andy Dorf. The weekend edition of Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich. We'll be right back in just a few. Keep it close, everybody.
The third time the Dodgers have been down to their final stretch. Go-ahead run in scoring position. High drive to left center field. Yasiel Puig has gone deep. New half, same story for these Dodgers. Unbelievable.
Puig, second home run of the night. Wow.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports.
You're bound to get irate. Yeah, madness is what you demonstrate. And that's exactly how anger works and operates.
Man, you gotta... Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003, 800-485-6003, 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for a simple rate as low as $19.99 a month. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For as low as $19.99 a month with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
Call 800-587-4281.
800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. Call now. That's 800-587-4281.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports. Now, here's Andy and Jeff.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. He is Jeff Rich. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich. Get at us 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich, at Dorf on Sports, at Dorf Online. Check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, Jeff, so did you notice any names in the final cuts in the NFL that really struck you as somebody for a team to go after? Or did you, like me, not necessarily see all that many great names out there for people to go after?
Well, I think that there were some big names, but they're names from the past, like Chris Johnson. You know, I think that his career was extended a lot more than you thought it would be when he left Tennessee, goes to the Jets for a year, comes over and helps out the Arizona Cardinals for a couple of seasons. But, you know, these guys were released for a reason. Some of them are money related. T.J. Ward from the Denver Broncos, a core part of that Super Bowl team, along with DeMarcus Ware, who's also gone, and Von Miller, who sticks around. And then Brock Osweiler, who I didn't expect to make it with the Browns all the way through the end of the preseason. And in an ironic twist, John Elway ends up getting him back after quibbling over $16 million. He's going to pay him about $775,000. So big money-saving issue there for the Denver Broncos. A little bit of money laundering, if you will, in the NFL. But no, nobody really that's going to come in off the waiver wire, you know, and learn a new system in time to aid in the regular season. But that being said, you have guys like Le'Veon Bell, who reported after his team's final preseason game. You have Aaron Donald in Los Angeles, who's still holding out, even though he's still on his rookie contract. He's outplayed it. But, you know, young man, you got to wait and get paid. You know, you signed that rookie contract so you could prove yourself. You got one more year of proving yourself before you get the big money, and you should be on the football field for the Los Angeles Rams.
You know, this Brock Osweiler deal is one of the strangest ones I've ever seen, to be honest with you. Pretty crazy how that all turned out. If you're Brock Osweiler, do you even want to go back to the Denver Broncos? And I understand it's an opportunity to play football. So,
and he might actually play there. Right. I mean, Denver's quarterback situation is certainly fluid.
Right. No, they've definitely got their issues. What's that old saying? If you've got three quarterbacks, you don't have one, right? So,
I thought we saw that with the Florida Gators. I thought that we saw that with a lot of teams trying to rotate quarterbacks. If you have more than one quarterback, you don't have any quarterbacks.
Yeah, no, exactly, man. Look, the bottom line to me is that this is one of those things where, you got a guy that just doesn't really necessarily fit into too many systems, but look, it is what it is. It's weird. We know the problems they have in Denver. So at the end of the day, that's why that move was made. But I don't know, man. That's a weird one. Chris Johnson, man, I almost feel bad for him because you know what? He's a guy that's so close to reaching that mark of what? I think it's 10,000 yards. So you kind of want to see guys have success. So from that guy, I kind of feel a little bit sad and a little bit sorry for him. Let's jump back to the phones. I know we got a caller. Remember, 1-800-878-7529. That's how you can get in touch with us or hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich, at Dorf on Sports, at Dorf Online. Check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, Mitch in Santa Monica, my friend, you are up. You got Jeff, you got Andy. What's going on today, brother?
Hey, Jeff and Andy, good morning. Just got off the exercise cycle at the 24-Hour Fitness. You know, all week long, I get pumped up by these Andy Dorf exercise videos. My goodness gracious, have you seen what he's been doing? I'm pumping this thing, and I was like, you know what? I got to get up at 7:30 tonight. I got to get my exercise in before I make the call this time.
That's right, brother. You get pumped up a little bit.
This is the big day, right? This is the big day. We got to get our predictions in. And we're not going to wait to the end of the show. I want to hear your guys' predictions, and I will give you my predictions for the NFL season.
All right, let's hear them.
You ready? I know it's going to come from the heart, but I think this is what everyone really wants to see because we're not going to have many more options. Rodgers, Brady, Super Bowl, that's it. Lifer. Game goes probably over under, like, you know, 70 points or something like that. I mean, in a shootout, and Packers prevail. That's what I know it's coming from the heart, but you know what? Hard to argue right now with A-Rod and Brady.
Very difficult to argue that, but I'm gonna have a little bit of a different matchup for you. Half of it, I'm going to agree with you because we all know that I predict the Green Bay Packers to get to the Super Bowl just about every season. So I'm with you on that one. However, this year, I have a little different feeling. I think the Pittsburgh Steelers have a very, very, very good shot. They've put it out there that Big Ben potentially could be retiring after the season. I think the sense of urgency for the Pittsburgh Steelers is there. And Jeff alluded to Le'Veon Bell coming in late. Look, man, I think that when you're talking about Le'Veon Bell, I understand that he's got some issues staying healthy, maybe even a little bit off the field. But the bottom line is you know what you're going to get with that guy. They've got I personally think that Pittsburgh has some of the most talent of anybody in all of football. So to me, I want to see the Green Bay Packers playing the Pittsburgh Steelers in the Super Bowl. And obviously, Aaron Rodgers prevailing and winning and the Green Bay Packers bringing back the Lombardi Trophy back to where it belongs. If you ask me, that's where it always should be. And that's my prediction, Green Bay playing the Pittsburgh Steelers. Jeff, what do you think?
We've already seen that movie. I'm kind of with Mitch on this. You know,
Exactly, Jeff. Make me puke. That's all I need to see is another Jerome Bettis-like exit for Big Ben. We saw that. We saw it in Dallas when Jerry World completely imploded with the A-Rod laying bombs. Go ahead, Jeff. But you're absolutely right. I don't want to see that again.
Did the Jerry Dome explode because of A-Rod, or did it explode because Jerry tried to cram too many seats into that thing? No, I look at the Patriots. I think that there's a good chance that they'll lose to the Chiefs on Thursday. I think the Chiefs are one of those up and coming teams. I wouldn't be shocked if one of these AFC West teams could get a home game and get some momentum in the playoffs. You know, whether it's the Raiders or the Chiefs, I'm not ruling Pittsburgh out, but I want to see them play against a decent defense like they will play in Baltimore early in the season. So I'm not with you on Pittsburgh. I am going to bury my my Super Bowl prediction for my Wednesday night long snapper column, but I like where your head's at, Mitch.
Well, I will give you one prediction that will not happen, and that will be the Battle of Los Angeles. I don't think that's going to happen. Rams,
no.
Chargers in the Super Bowl, not going to happen.
LA's a long way away.
How'd you guys like opening day of college football? You know,
thought it was good.
Great.
I thought it was good. I didn't think it was great. I thought it was good. You know, it would have been better if Alabama was pushed a little bit by Florida State. Might have been better. You know, some of these teams that we expect to win would have been pushed a little bit more. And obviously, we got the huge upset with Howard beating UNLV. 45-point spread or 42.5, somewhere between 42.5 and 45. But ultimately, I think we got a lot of what we kind of expected, at least for week one. But you know what? It's college football. Anything can happen, and it will happen on any given Saturday. But truth be told, man, I think Wisconsin's going to be pretty good. I'll be honest with you, Mitch. They look like they got a very good defense once again. They woke up there against that Utah State team. I think it was just – maybe early fatigue setting in for them for a Friday night football game, and maybe they just weren't ready to get going. But, hey, let me ask you that real quick. Do you have any problem with college football taking a lot of days this week to showcase it? Obviously, we know what they're capitalizing on. No NFL football this week, but next week that gets started. So do you have any problem with how college football tried to showcase themselves all over the place this week?
Absolutely not. And by the way, Saturday was Rush in Madison, so they had to get the game out of the way because the kids were all pledging for fraternities and sororities. Honestly, I think it's great. You know what? We kind of ease into the season, give us some good games. I mean, last night was a kind of a dud. It was nice, good for the half. But hey, listen, as far as I'm concerned, in my family here, Wisconsin won, Miami won, and I got a kid at Cal. Don't forget about that upset. 14-point underdog. Cal goes into UNC. We got a potential team there, so I was all over that. And by the way, did you guys happen to notice what happened at the end of the Cal UNC game? Taking out what the over-under was.
What was it?
It was at 50, started at 59.5, went down to 57. The point was at 59. Time ran out, and the UNC coach argued for another play because they got the first down on the half-yard line, got the play, and scored the touchdown to put it over 59. Great moments in sports betting. Gotta love that. You know what? I gotta tell you this much. For 7 years, I have been plagued with my kids going to a high school, Santa Monica Vikings. As a Packer fan, for the last 7 years, I've had to yell in the stands, "Go Vikings! We are the Vikings!" Wait a minute, dude! It gets worse. Now for the next 4 years, I got to go up to Berkeley and yell, "Go Bears!"
That is crazy. That's pretty funny, actually.
Making a road trip for Weber State to go see Cal, see my kid march in the band. I am so pumped for college football this year. Making a trip to Wisconsin, 3 trips up to Cal. Hey, you know what? We're good. College football season's here. I can't believe it. And then next week we get to talk about pro football on Sunday.
It's amazing, man.
Packers, Seahawks. Going to be an interesting test. You know,
yeah,
we got two quarterbacks on the roster. A lot of questions. One guy goes out down that offensive line. We got a lot of problems, but we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. No. Hey, great call as always, Mitch in Santa Monica, man. We love hearing from you, my friend.
Have a great week, guys. I will talk to you after I get back from the Cal Weber State game. I'll give a report from Berkeley.
Sounds good to us, man. Good stuff, man. We love that guy. Go ahead, Jeff.
On the note of the Wisconsin Badgers, you know, I just thought about this because the Patriots pull off the trade with the Indianapolis Colts. Philip Dorsett goes to New England, and Jacoby Brissett goes over to the Indianapolis Colts. He's not going to learn that offense in a week. He's not going to be ready. So they're going to go with the former Wisconsin Badgers slash Green Bay Packer, and you took the words out of my mouth. Scott Tolzien. What has happened to these Indianapolis Colts? I know that Andrew Luck is hurt, but it's been really disappointing since they tanked that season to get him.
You know what, man? Just incredible what's going on there with the Indianapolis Colts when you think about it, man. Just no weapons for Andrew Luck to work with. Offensive line is bad. He's always running for his life. Look, man, I agree with you. There's nothing else to say here besides they've been a disappointment. At the end of the day, dude, they've been an absolute disappointment. I've expected Andrew Luck to be better, but when you don't have weapons around you, you can't be that good. And you're seeing it, man, because I've never seen a sport that you need all 11 guys on the same page more so than in this. You know, in basketball, you can have a star that can just take over the game. You know, in hockey, it's similar. You can have a star that can just take over the game. But in football, you need all 11 guys on the same page. And with that being said, you need all 53 guys on the same page because you never know when your number is going to get called, right? So I've never been able to figure out that the mystery with what's going on there with the Indianapolis Colts and Andrew Luck. But I would have to say it's a matter of the guy not having nearly enough weapons, Jeff. And they always get hurt. They get very injured. Their lack of depth, it always seems to hurt them. So ultimately, I just kind of feel bad for Andrew Luck in a weird way.
Hey, let me ask you about that stadium that they play in. Purdue played Louisville on Saturday night at the Lucas Oil Stadium, and Purdue looked like a formidable opponent against the reigning Heisman winner, Lamar Jackson. I mean, Louisville pulls it out in the end, but definitely a good showing for Purdue there.
Oh, yeah. No, most definitely, man. Look, another team from the Big Ten going out there and playing pretty good, solid football. You've got a lot of good football in the Big Ten, but we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to finish this hour up in a moment. Just keep it close. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man, Weekend Edition with Jeff Rich. We'll be right back in just a few. Keep it close.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports.
$20 Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports. Now, here's Andy and Jeff.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Final segment of this hour of Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition with Jeff Rich. Jeff, we don't give it a lot of time when we really think about it because there's so much else going on in the world. But big tournament going on in New York, man, with the U.S. Open. And we've seen a lot of great tennis already, a lot of upsets, man. And I think that that's kind of what you come to expect when you don't have a couple or a few of the top names in the game, like Djokovic, like Andy Murray, and like Stan Wawrinka. So it does open up the draw quite a bit, and you're getting to see a lot of new faces. I wouldn't be surprised if we see a couple of unknown names necessarily in both the semis and maybe even the finals of both sides, the men and the women's draw.
Well, I guess the draw that Federer had in the opening round was featured on Real Sports on HBO a few weeks ago, and he plays them to five sets. I haven't been really captivated by a men's tennis match in a very long time, but watching Roger struggle a little bit with Tiafoe was very, very interesting to me.
Yeah, no, Francis is an up-and-comer, man. I love his game. He's got a lot of power. He's got a lot of pop. And you're right, man. Roger got pushed the first two matches to five sets, got through pretty easily in his third round. But look, the bottom line is you want to get through as easily as you possibly can. You don't want to have to worry about playing too many matches and getting extended, because as you know, they just get better and they get tougher. But we got to take a quick pause for the cause. As we know, hour number one is in the book. Stick around. Hour number two on the horizon. We'll be back with Mike Wilson from PacificTakes.com. So keep it close. He's Jeff Rich. I would be Andy Dorf. This is the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich. We'll be right back, everybody.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster reassures Japan that the U.S. is firmly committed to that nation's defense. McMaster speaking by phone with his Japanese counterpart early today after North Korea's test of a nuclear device this weekend, its sixth nuclear test overall. After threatening rhetoric from both the North and the United States in recent months, a former North Korea CIA analyst, Sumi Terry, was asked if talks are even possible, the North would be willing to put its nuclear weapons program on the negotiation table.
They're not willing to denuclearize. They're not willing to give up nuclear weapons program. So the only thing they're willing to talk about is potentially a peace treaty or a peace regime or something else, but not about nukes.
There has been no official response to the test yet from President Trump. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for pre1933.com. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years. Gold was $300 per ounce when I started buying. Today it's over $1,200. But now I've found a better way to buy gold. All those other firms are selling gold bullion. It's not rare, it's not proven, and they have a huge markup because they've commissioned salesmen. I have found the Uber of gold. This company, pre1933.com, will forever change the way gold is sold. Pre1933.com is a wholesale of pre-1933 gold. They have no salesmen, zero commission, prices no one can compete with. All conservatives understand the hole America's in. We owe $20 trillion in debt. We all know gold is the answer. It's our insurance policy. But now you can buy your gold wholesale, just like dealers, without commission salesmen involved. Call 855-PRE-1933. That's toll-free, 855-773-1933, or go to pre-1933.com. You'll never buy gold from anyone else ever again.
President Trump calling for unity in a time of crisis after Hurricane Harvey leaves parts of Texas in shambles.
To the people affected by Hurricane Harvey, we are with you every single step of the way. We will help you recover. We will help you rebuild. We will support you today, tomorrow, and the day after.
President Trump urging Congress to move quickly to sign off on nearly $8 billion in immediate disaster assistance after Harvey. Trump spending much of yesterday visiting the Houston area, meeting with storm victims, volunteers, and rescuers. He also met with residents and helped serve lunch at a shelter. Trump saying full recovery could take 2 to 3 years. Meanwhile, a state of emergency is in effect for all counties in the state of Washington because of the growing threat of wildfires there. The governor making the announcement yesterday, two large fires are of particular concern, and the forecast is calling for more hot, dry weather for the next several days. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's Liberty Health Share.
There will be a wave of insurance claims in the wake of Harvey, and there may be a new high-tech way of handling them. More from Lisa Campbell.
New technology for insurance companies is being used to assess the damage done by Harvey. Aerial photographs taken last year of the entire nation by high-tech planes will allow companies to easily work on claims.
What it does is it pairs before and after photos with some learning from a computer to identify the damage and get that information in our hands, maybe even before a customer reports a claim.
Allstate Chief Claims Officer Glenn Shapiro, who says he hopes the new tool can help speed up the claims process for families in need. Lisa Campbell.
And calls for federal aid are already making their way through Congress and the White House. We get that from Mark Mayfield.
The request is about $2 billion higher than expected. The initial request would add about $7.5 billion to the rapidly shrinking FEMA Disaster Relief Fund, with the rest going to a small business loan fund. White House officials said on Friday the president will also ask for another $6 billion that would be added to a stopgap spending measure the Congress must pass before the end of the month to keep the government running. The $8 billion would act as a down payment towards the total relief package. It's estimated that Harvey could end up costing $160 billion. If those estimates bear out, it would be the most expensive natural disaster ever.
Some experts predict full recovery won't come for 2 or 3 years. I'm Richard Strong, USA Radio News.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some, good afternoon to others. Welcome. It is Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition with Jeff Rich. A lot going on in the sports world, as we all know. The U.S. Open going on. College football week one underway, not totally done. Baseball in full throttle as the playoffs and jockeying for position is all going on around us right now. The NBA, not quiet. The deal gets done with the Cavs and the Celtics. So much going on in the sports world, as we know. NFL football very close by, just about 5 days away or so as it gets started Thursday. The New England Patriots playing the Kansas City Chiefs in week one, starting us off. But obviously, we are live every Sunday, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific time. And we're live, and it's Labor Day weekend. So, Jeff, good morning, my friend. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing well. Enjoying the long weekend and saying goodbye to Kyrie Irving once and for all.
Yeah, man. Look, I think that at the end of the day, I really like what the Cleveland Cavaliers did. They got a ton. We all know that. They got a king's ransom, if you will. So, look, man, we'll get into that. We'll get into a lot of things as well. But we'll also talk to Mike Wilson from Pacific Takes on the other side. So keep it close. Jeff Rich, the Dorf Man, the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. And he's Jeff Rich. So keep it close, everybody. We'll be right back.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's the Labor Day sale at Ace, and it's the perfect time to buy a grill from our exclusive lineup of premium brands, including Weber, Traeger, and more. Plus, Ace has grill experts to make sure you get the right grill, whether you're looking for gas, charcoal, wood pellet, or ceramic. And right now, get the right grill delivered right to your house. Now through Labor Day, hurry in and buy any grill $3.99 and up, and we'll assemble and deliver it free, only at Ace. Offer valid for Ace Rewards members only. See participating store for scheduling and details.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Did you hear Ron Barr's interviews with the biggest names in sports last week? Now there's a way to make sure you never miss hearing from your favorite player. Sign up for the Sports Byline USA podcast and never miss a show. With podcasting, we deliver the greatest names in the game directly to your computer every day, automatically. Just go to sportsbyline.com and click on the Get Podcast button and never miss another show. Visit sportsbyline.com today.
It raises the bar, especially the attention that goes on with it. So we see everything. You know, I'd be sitting up here lying if I didn't say that I didn't see it. But and now we're in the finals and everything is just pinpointed, but definitely heard the chatter.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy and Jeff.
Boom.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. He would be Jeff Rich. This is the weekend edition. We're always live every Sunday, 8 to 10 a.m. Pacific time. You can always catch us. We love talking to people. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter at Dorf on Sports, at Dorf Online, at By Jeff Rich. And we are now going to bring in our good buddy, none other than Mike Wilson from PacificTakes.com. You can always check him out at Pigskin Opinion on Twitter. Good morning, Mike. How are you, my friend?
Good morning, fellas. How are we all doing today?
Wow, man, you sound good, bro. I'll tell you that much. You sound wonderful to me, man, coming in with the deep pipes. And, you know, I have a little joke, Jeff. I don't know if you know this or not, but Mike's one of those guys, dude. He has a way where he always gets into different press events. So I kind of have a little running joke with him, and I like to call him Media Mike. I mean, look, the guy's all over the scene. He goes to the ASU football games. He has a spot designated for him. The guy goes to Diamondback games. The guy's trying to get out to USC to go see to the Coliseum to see USC and Stanford play. I mean, Media Mike, dude, how do you do it all? How do you do it, bro?
I just do it because I got to do it, and I love to do it. That's why I do it.
Well, you got it. You would have had to go to the Coliseum if you were like me and you have DirecTV. Probably the best game going on in that time slot, Western Michigan sans PJ Fleck, gives USC quite the ride. But I could only talk about numbers because I didn't get to watch it because the Pac-12 doesn't think they need to service DirecTV customers.
Yeah, no, I'm right there with you. I had to keep up with it like through Twitter and other means because as you have, Jeff, I have DirecTV myself. And so, yeah, we don't get that. And it doesn't look like it's coming anytime soon as well. So, you know, it is what it is. But USC got all they could handle yesterday until late in the game. The pick six pretty much sealed the deal. And you know what? The Trojans had the best thing of the day, having their long snapper, who was blind, get in the game and partake in the game. That was, to me, that was the best thing of the day.
Hey, let's get back to the Kyrie Irving trade to Boston. Look, we know they gave up a ton, right? I mean, at the end of the day, and the reason I want to bring this up, if listeners don't know or understand, Jeff is a huge Cleveland guy, and Mike is a huge Boston guy. So let me hear your initial thoughts, and let's start with Mike. Initial thoughts about the deal.
Well, the initial thought was, you know, I'm like, holy smokes, that's a lot to give up. But then, you know, I kind of, you know, I think I was talking to you, Andy, where I was just like about to jump over the cliff and over the cliff and through a cliff. But
man, I felt like I was going to have to talk you off of that ledge. I'm not even joking. So, yeah, I agree with you, man. Go ahead.
But, you know, in the long run, I think this is a deal that will benefit both teams. And sometimes trades just do that. Everybody tries to look for a winner, tries to look for a loser. And I think both teams benefited. Now, the only question that I have is IT and his hip. How bad is it or how bad is it not? You know, I don't know if he's going to be ready for the beginning of the season, but I know that Cleveland, their big thing that they really, really wanted out of the deal was that 2018 first round pick.
So. Look, but why would the IT thing concern you? Cause he'd be shipped off to, the Cavs. So what does that matter to you?
Well, it doesn't matter to me. I'm just saying in general, that's the concern with the trade and going, IT for Kyrie. So, you know, for me, we got Gordon Hayward. We got Kyrie Irving. We got two young studs in Jaylen and Tatum. I'm telling you, there's a second round pick that Boston got. He's going to surprise some people this year. I think Boston's going to benefit. Cleveland's going to benefit. Now, I mean, Cleveland's only concern is what's LeBron doing? You know, how are they going to handle that now?
All right. So, Jeff, looking at it from your perspective, being a Cleveland guy and trying to get the best possible team to obviously get yourself back to the Eastern Conference Finals and then eventually the chance to play for the title and giving yourself the best opportunity to beat who we all think will be there once again on the other side, which would be the Golden State Warriors. I think you guys filled a few voids, to be honest with you, and I think it's an excellent trade to help the Cleveland Cavaliers immediately. What do you think?
Well, first of all, I think that Danny Ainge was trying to pass off damaged goods on a rookie GM and take advantage of the situation. Fortunately, there are still some people, even after the departure of David Griffin, that know what they're doing in the Cleveland front office. And there was an Eastern Conference tax on this trade. I think that if they make this trade with the Phoenix Suns or the Minnesota Timberwolves or the New Orleans Pelicans, that you end up with a player that you only have to worry about twice a year unless he goes to a team that makes the finals, and Kyrie Irving was never going to Golden State. Cleveland was never going to deal him there. But, you know, Jay Crowder definitely helps the Cavaliers if they can get back to the finals, play against that Golden State death lineup when they can go small with Iguodala at the five. So I think that that's a good pickup. You know, Zizek is a project. He's coming over from overseas where he played for a person that Cavaliers fans, if not everybody in NBA circles, should be very familiar with in David Blatt. I think that this is a desperation try to give LeBron a team that could could compete with Golden State, if not beat them, so that when the summer of 2018 comes around, it's not like the summers of 2014 and 2010 all over again.
Is Cleveland Jeff, done?
Go ahead.
Do you think Cleveland's done? I don't think Cleveland's done.
That was my question. Yeah. Okay.
Done dealing or done competing?
Done dealing.
I think it's possible. I think that they're still going to try to move. Iman Shumpert. He's been kind of toxic in that locker room. But the reality of the situation is LeBron leveraged his short-term contracts to get his friends Tristan Thompson and J.R. Smith these big multi-year mega deals, at least mega deals for the role players that they are. And it's going to come back to bite them. And Cleveland's the one holding the bag while LeBron gets to bolt for the Lakers or wherever he wants to go. So it'll be an interesting year. I mean, Cleveland really has to do enough to show LeBron that they're committed to winning and committed to putting a team on the floor that can play with Golden State so LeBron can accumulate as many rings as humanly possible.
Don't be surprised if D Wade doesn't show up somewhere during the season for Cleveland. So whether it's deals or guys coming over there somehow, some way, I absolutely think Cleveland is not done. I think they got a couple more moves up their sleeve. The Boston Celtics, I don't know, man. I think that the bar is set very high. Did either one of you guys see what the over-under was for either of these teams yet for next season?
I thought I saw 56.
Yeah, 56.5 for Boston, and it's 53 or 53.5 for Cleveland. I mean, I would take the Cleveland bet for sure to go over, but I'm not so sure about Boston winning 56 games. I just don't. I mean, do you realize a lot has to go right for that to happen? So I just don't know if they have. Personally, I don't think the team is that great. I don't know. I'm not sold on that roster. So, and 56.5 wins for a team that you're putting together like the first season. This is a brand new team there in Boston, Mike. So I think the bar is set awfully high, personally.
The bar is set high, but the bar, when you have a team like this in Boston, the bar is always going to be set high as well. But when I saw the 56.5, I was like, ooh, I was like you, Dorf, that was a little high. And I'm more along the lines of like 52, 53, about the same as Cleveland, in terms of wins. Now, I don't think Cleveland, as long as you got LeBron, I don't think home court having home court advantage is nice, but I don't think it really matters to them, and they showed that this past year. So in the end, Boston's bar is set high. Cleveland's is right about where I thought it would probably be, and probably Boston's needs to be lowered a little bit.
Hey, yeah, let me piggyback a little bit on what Mike was saying about Cleveland not really playing for home court. I wouldn't touch an over-under on win totals for Cleveland, and that's why it's set so low, is because they've demonstrated, since LeBron came back, they were the one seed the one time, and they did win the title that year, but they've let the Atlanta Hawks take that one seed. I think that they've really let the Boston Celtics take that one seed, and not to diminish what either team has done over the last couple of seasons, but Cleveland just has to get into the tournament. They got to get there healthy, and they're not shy about resting players.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Look, I mean, I just think that that's a lot of wins for a team that's never really played together. Think about all the different pieces, man. There's no more Bradley. There's no more Jay Crowder. They got rid of one of those big guys, Olynyk, if I'm not mistaken. There's a lot of different pieces there in Boston, and I think it's not going to come together as easily as people think. I mean, I like Kyrie. I think he's a great player. Don't get me wrong, but to go there and lead a team to 56 or 57 victories in your first season when none of you guys have really played together, I think that's setting the bar pretty high. And as far as LeBron goes and being the number one seed or number two seed, whatever it is, it doesn't matter, man. LeBron James knows how to win, especially in the big games, whether it's to make a great pass or to maybe have to take the shot himself. He'll do whatever it is to do the job or to get the job done. So, look, man, if I'm a gambling man, I don't care what the numbers are. I'm telling you right now, I think it's Cleveland playing Golden State. We got 4.0. We've had 3.0. We've had 2.0. We had 1.0, man. We've got 4.0 coming, fellas. That's what I think.
No, I think that I think that as well. I think Boston, with all these new parts and the parts that they got, I mean, let's not forget that they got one of the Morris twins, and he's not as bad, or he's not as like low ball as everybody thinks. So, I mean, I think in Boston, it's going to take a year to kind of get these moving parts moving in the same direction in Beantown.
Yeah. I mean, look, I hope that the whole NBA season, in all honesty, is not a waste, just like it was the last season. That's really what I'm hoping for, fellas.
I think that's exactly why the NHL playoffs are better than the NBA, is because, you know, we don't care about the regular season in either sport, and I don't think that we care about much of the opening round playoffs in the NBA, given the inevitability, at least in the Eastern Conference, of Cavs Celtics to be there, then Warriors and Team X on that final line of the Western Conference. Why even watch those first two rounds of the NBA playoffs?
Totally true. All right, fellas, yeah. We're going to step aside. We're going to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll be back. Let's get into some NFL football, maybe on the other side, with both you guys. We got Mike Wilson from Pacific Takes joining us. He's Jeff Rich. I'm Andy Dorf. The weekend edition of Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich. Keep it close, everybody. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD, plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about, if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number, 800-603-0885, 800-603-0885, 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
J.R. Smith, first shot of the night, is a three. Golden State, meanwhile, has been superb in closeout games. Kyrie Irving knocks down a three.
And it's 6-0 in less than a minute.
Draymond Green left open, and Draymond Green knocks it down.
LeBron James falling away. Thompson this time does jump, but still gets the rebound. Back to James. He's fouled and one. Kevin Love steps into a three. Long rebound right back out to James. J.R. Smith tries again. It's good. Backdoor Kevin Love with the finish. Here's J.R. Smith trying to get it going. Tries again for three. That won't go. Thompson, the offensive rebound. Back to Kevin Love for three. Petrulia finds Durant. Back out Klay Thompson. Little fake to get rid of J.R. Smith. And Thompson knocked. Another turnover from Golden State. Kevin Love is open. Puts it in. Irving trying to get it down to Love. Double team. They have gotten away with a travel. Thompson on the tipping. Kyrie Irving. One dribble. Bank shot's good.
Battle compete. It's a welcome sight of your Cavs fan.
Durant. Thompson picks him up on a switch. Long three-pointer. Durant nails it. Livingston on Irving. Puts up the three. Shot's good. Iguodala gets past James. Inside for the slam. Still lead by a dozen. Turn it over. Jefferson has some room. Goes inside. Blocked by McGee. But a foul. Curry searching. Livingston. Pass inside. McGee. Oh, ice adjustment. Inside Jefferson. Kevin Love for three.
You're listening to Dorfon Sports.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. A little bit more NBA talk here on the program. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us all up on Twitter at Pigskin Opinion for Mike Wilson, our guest from PacificTakes.com. At Jeff Rich, or by Jeff Rich, I should say, for Jeff Rich. And then, obviously, Dorf on Sports for me, or Dorf Online. Check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Fellas, we all know what's going on in the world, and I just want to mention this. I'm sure that there are others, but I did notice that what's going on in Texas is terrible, and people are obviously giving, donating, and helping out others, which is great to see with what's going on in this world at this time. When you really think about all the divide we have, it's cool to see people coming together. I know there's some bad things going on there too. So you know what, if you're one of those people that's robbing and stealing and looting and whatnot, look, you should know better. You shouldn't be doing that kind of stuff. It's terrible to take advantage of people, but it's also really cool to see the people that are giving. So I don't know if you guys saw that James Harden gave $1 million to Harvey Relief. And like I said, there's others that are giving too, but it's good to see that all the athletes around the world are helping out. This J.J. Watt, his fund, just amazing at where that number has gotten to. So have you guys been paying attention to that? Mike, you first.
Yeah, I've been paying attention to it, and it's good to see the modern-day athlete give back to the community. I mean, there's more athletes that give back to the community than don't, so I don't want to get on a soapbox about it. But at the same time, you know, Walmart, I saw Walmart yesterday. They've already given about like $25 million. To the cause as well. So, you know, you got corporations, you got athletes, everybody pitching in, because that's going to be a long-term rebuild there in Houston.
Very well said, Jeff. Take us home on this one.
Well, you know, it's wild because Thursday morning I recorded a podcast and I talked about J.J. Watt and what he's done, regardless of what he does with the rest of his football career. This act of charity, the way that he has been the fundraiser over the last week or so, is just so remarkable. You know, he tried to raise $500,000. He upped the goal to $1 million Thursday morning. I mean, you know, we're on Labor Day weekend here. I said that his goal was $1 million, and his new goal was $1.5 million. It's at $17 million. And granted, a lot of these organizations that are giving this money have this money, but there are a lot of nickel and dime, $10 donations to the Red Cross, to youcaring.com and JJ Watt's name. I think that it's a great thing to see. And I think that JJ Watt gets a lot of criticism because he's loud and boisterous and he puts himself out there. But the cows came home with this one, and he used his name and he used his notoriety for a good thing. And you know, regardless of what he does on the football field the rest of the way, I will always remember him for this charitable thing.
No, absolutely. Great thing that he's doing. Great thing that the other people that are obviously out there doing what they can. I know a guy that just drove from Arizona, man, just to go out there and help people. It's just remarkable what some people are doing, you know, going out there with their boats and whatnot. Did you guys see what happened to Jonathan Simmons, the guy who used to play for the Spurs, and now he's on the Orlando Magic? Did you see what happened to him? He was stranded, and then I believe the guy's name is Trey the Truth. The rapper went out there and helped him and rescued him. So did you hear about his story?
No, I didn't hear about that one.
Yeah, I mean, just amazing, man. There's a lot of people just out there doing a lot of positive for the people out there in Texas. So if you can, get out there, donate yourself, figure out a way to help out, do your part in helping them to rebuild, because like you said, Mike, going to be a very, very, very long rebuild. Do you guys see the Lakers getting hit with that $500,000 tampering deal from the NBA? I mean, rightfully so. You had Paul George talking about it on late night television and stuff like that. So do you think this, I guess the question is, do you think the penalty was severe enough? Jeff, you first on this one.
No, I think that the only appropriate punishment, $500,000 to a $1 billion organization, is a drop in the bucket. And I think that really what should go down is that Paul George should be prohibited from signing with the Lakers for the rest of his career because he was tampered with. And that's the only way to properly punish that kind of misdeed.
Well, it would be interesting if he winds up going there next year. I mean,
I think he will.
Yeah. So if that were the case, then you may have a very, very good point. If they can at least disguise it for like 2 or 3 years down the road, maybe that would behoove the Los Angeles Lakers to do it that way. Mike, what do you think? A severe fine or no?
Nah, it's a slap on the wrist for someone like the Lakers. And I'm 100% in with Jeff on this. Like, he should be prohibited from going to the Lakers the rest of his career.
Mike, let me ask you this. You know, we talk about that, but let's look at some of the precedent for this. You know, we vetoed a Chris Paul trade.
Because
the NBA owned the team that he currently played on. And then you had that Doc Rivers trade where they were trying to get Garnett and Pierce and Doc all out on the same trade. And the NBA basically said, if you guys try to disguise this in any way, we're going to veto it. So the punishment is there. The precedent is there.
Yeah.
All right. I hear the music, fellas. It means we got to take a quick pause for the cause. So keep it close. We're going to continue talking to our good buddy, Mike Wilson from PacificTakes.com. It is the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. He would be Jeff Rich. So keep it close, everybody. We'll be right back after the pause for the cause. It is Dorf.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's the Labor Day sale at Ace, and it's the perfect time to buy a grill from our exclusive lineup of premium brands, including Weber, Traeger, and more. Plus, Ace has grill experts to make sure you get the right grill, whether you're looking for gas, charcoal, wood pellet, or ceramic. And right now, get the right grill delivered right to your house. Now through Labor Day, hurry in and buy any grill $3.99 and up, and we'll assemble and deliver it free, only at Ace.
Offer valid for Ace Rewards members only. See participating store for scheduling and details.
Hi, I'm Rick Tittle, and I host the Video Game Review every Sunday night at 9 o'clock Pacific, midnight on the East Coast, right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Video games are way more important than your job, your school, or your relationship, so let's talk about them. Everything from the 2600 to the 360. I don't work for any video game company, so I'll tell you what's worth your money and what stinks. Also, cheat codes, interviews, your calls, I'll give away a game, release dates, all that and more every Sunday night right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
Go! Go!
Carrying the ball 20 times a game requires power and valor, not niftiness. The water bug and whippet backs rarely survive the wail and howl of the banshee. Every team needs a Brahma bull to steamroll through the stacked defenses in the pros. They must meld the buck of a billy goat with the sudden surge of a sprinter. He does not move with polish or slickness. His method is not Grand Prix, but Demolition Derby.
Daniel back to throw. Here comes the blitz. He gets it off court of the end zone. Got it! He make the catch. Parker!
The Dolphins!
Touchdown, Miami!
Take the lead!
What an unbelievable throw and catch by Devontae Parker.
I can't believe it.
Graham is winged on the right side to play fake. Here's the toss. Baldwin's going to throw back to Russell. He's got it! Touchdown! Seahawks! Are you kidding me? Doug Baldwin takes the end around to the right, stops, throws back to Russell Wilson. His first receiving touchdown of his NFL career.
Cousins straight drop on second and five. Has time, airing it deep. He's got Garcon out there. He's got it at the 30. Breaks the tackle at the 20. And he will high step his way in for the touchdown. The emphatic spike as he arrives in the end zone. And the answer from Cousins to Garcon. 70 yards for the touchdown.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports. Now, here's Andy and Jeff.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition with Jeff Rich. Hanging out with our guest, none other than Mike Wilson from PacificTakes.com. Look, fellas, let's obviously talk some NFL football after that. Jeff and I already talked about this a little bit, Jeff. As we know, the teams got their... Mike. As we know, teams got themselves down to the 53-man roster. The Cardinals do let go of Chris Johnson. Maybe somewhat surprising in a sense, but I think age finally caught up to this guy. He's not the speed demon that he used to be. And look, the Cardinals, to be honest with you, have some other needs because, truth be told, David Johnson's going to do the bulk of the work when it comes to running back. Matt Jones gets released from the Redskins. Jeremy Curley, the 49ers. Victor Cruz, I think that's an interesting name. The former Giant player we all know who's trying to keep his career alive with the Bears, but they opted to go in a different direction. So do you guys think it may be the end for him? Jeff, go ahead. You first, bud.
Yeah, Victor Cruz hasn't been the same in a long time. You know, this is the NFL stands for not for long, and it's more literal than ever these days. You know, running backs used to expire at 30, but now I think that if you can play a 5 or 6 year NFL career, you're doing something better than probably the majority of kids coming out of college, whether they're drafted or undrafted free agents.
No, absolutely. I agree with that 100%. Mike, I'm going to throw a different one at you.
Did my team cut Jay Cutler?
Did your team? No, I don't think so. But
dang it.
But Brock Osweiler, the deal there is just, it's strange, but not so strange. Look, The bottom line is Denver was in dire need. They knew they needed a quarterback. When you can get this guy at fractions of the price of what he was being paid there by the Cleveland Browns, which doesn't make sense to me either. We can go down that road if we want, but we won't. We'll leave it alone. We'll spare Jeff for this moment in time, and we'll just talk a little bit about the situation at hand. Obviously, Brock Osweiler cut by the Cleveland Browns, then the Denver Broncos, a guy that they let go, got traded this guy. Now they bring him back for under $1 million, which I think is the important thing here to note, that they got this guy for fractions of the price of like the $16 million or whatever it was that Cleveland was going to offer this guy. So does the move make sense to you? It makes sense to both Jeff and I, but also if you're Brock Osweiler, how does this like hit you, man? How do you go back to a place where they've already kind of told you they didn't want you?
Well, yeah, I mean, well, in a sense, I mean, Osweiler kind of told them that he didn't want them at the end. I mean, it was kind of, I thought it was kind of ugly for on both sides at the end. But you know what? You're getting paid by Cleveland. You're making some more money on top of that in Denver. And Denver, like you said, I'm with both of you. I mean, I think it does make sense because the quarterbacks that they have there just aren't showing it. They're not showing the growth that the coaches want. And if you can get someone like Osweiler, who has started, who has taken live snaps, may not be of the greatest success, but he has done it before, and he's going to a system in an organization that he knows pretty well. So, you know, why not?
What do you guys think about the TJ Ward deal? We'll stick around there in Denver for a moment, because it sounds like it might cause a little problem. Some of the guys really like this guy, a Pro Bowler that we know about. TJ Ward, Jeff, what do you think? Does this have an impact with the Denver Bronco defense at all?
No, I don't think so at all. I think that he's going to end up in Pittsburgh with his best friend, Joe Hayden. And I don't know what that says about the Pittsburgh Steelers defense, that they're picking guys up from, that were cut by other teams at the end of training camp here. But God knows they have the offense, so it's not going to matter. But TJ Ward departing Denver, it's just time to turn the page from that Super Bowl. It was a couple years ago now.
I mean, look, I'm going to ask you this, Mike. Do you think the move by the Steelers to bring Joe Hayden in, and then, as Jeff says, TJ Ward potentially there as well, I just think it would be a move to bolster up the secondary, help them out there just for depth purposes, as we know how guys go down during the season. And like Jeff said, very powerful, potent offense if you have the four Bs all together, which they are now because Le'Veon came back. So ultimately, I would just think these are moves for depth purposes only.
Yeah, I think it is for depth purposes. I mean, you can say what you want about Hayden, but hey, you know, you put Hayden in that system in Pittsburgh where they get pressure on the quarterback and all he has to do is cover, and he's a pretty athletic guy. So, you know, creating more depth there in terms of just a strict cover guy with Hayden is going to be good. And Ward, like you said, it's going to build depth. And, you know, one of those teams that you just don't want to see, if you're not Pittsburgh, you don't want to see them create any more depth than they might already have. So, you know, I just think the Steelers get stronger here.
Yeah, I mean, the weak get weaker, the rich get poorer, or the rich get richer, the poor get poorer, to a sense, you know, when you're talking about Cleveland. And you know what, let's be honest, I'm not trying to knock you in any way, shape, or form, Jeff.
Hey, I don't need the preamble. The Browns suck, we know that.
No, okay, thank you. So here's the deal. If you're Joe Hayden, maybe you just need to get the heck out of Cleveland, and you'll be inspired again to go back out there and make plays for the Pittsburgh Steelers. I don't know, I'm just throwing it out there.
Hey, let me throw a name out there, and it's relevant because Mike's a Dolphins fan, so I'm sure he's familiar with this name. Jamar Taylor and an undrafted kid named Brian Bodie Calhoun have played their way above Joe Hayden on the depth chart, and I don't know if you've watched the Cleveland Browns, but they don't exactly have a stellar defense. So if they're parting ways with these guys, and, you know, it could be a money thing too, I just don't think it bodes well for another team to pick up the Browns scrap.
Well, that makes a lot of sense too. But and then, you know, in that case, you can wonder why the Cardinals signed Trumaine Williams, right? Former Packer, former Cleveland Brown as well, who's been there. They picked him up, and I just think a lot of these moves are for depth purposes, to be honest with you. But hey, let me ask you guys this. Let's kind of shift gears here. As far as quarterbacks go this year, who do you think? Just a random thought in my head, like, who do you think is going to have the most unbelievable year? I mean, other than the usual suspects of a guy like an Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady, we know that they're going to have stellar years, but ultimately, like, who's your quarterback to watch? Mike, who's the guy that you think has maybe a rebound year? Maybe it's Cam Newton. I don't know, but who has that crazy year as far as quarterbacks go in your humble opinion?
Carson Palmer.
Really?
Yeah, I think I just think he comes back a little more focused, and I think he's going to stay healthy. And, you know, you got the weapons on the outside like he has. There's nothing more, you know, that's going to create success for him than the weapons that he has. I just think Carson's set up to do well this year.
I'm wondering what weapons you're talking about other than Larry Fitzgerald and David Johnson. But, hey, more power to you. I like the stab you're taking at Carson Palmer. Jeff, what about you?
I'm going to go out on a limb here. I'm going to say Patrick Mahomes, who isn't even going to be a week one starter. I just think that Alex Smith, you know, if you see what you have in Mahomes and you think that you can put a better team on the football field with the rookie from Texas Tech, I think that you have to do it, especially if you come out of the gate and you're not competing with the Raiders to win the AFC West right away. I think you try something different. We'll see if Andy Reid has the stones to do it. But I think that Mahomes could play right away, and I think he could be special this season.
You know what, Jeff? I'm gonna probably surprise the living daylights out of you with this one. I think this DeShone Kizer kid is going to show people that, you know what, he's a much better talent than people may have thought he was. I think that obviously the Cleveland Browns are going to struggle. We all know that. But ultimately, I think DeShone Kizer is going to be a guy that surprises people. And I also think that Watson is going to be a kid that potentially could surprise people a little bit. And I don't think that they're going to have the same type of success that Dak Prescott had, because obviously the Dallas Cowboys have such a great offensive line in front of him. And, you know, they had a great running back as well, who's going to be sitting out for a little while. But truth be told, you know, Dak Prescott had a lot of good things around him to help the situation. So and those guys aren't going to be in the same situation because of what the pieces that they have around them. But I don't think that DeShone Kizer is going to be outmatched. I don't think he's going to be a guy that doesn't belong. I think he does belong. And the same thing goes for Watson with the Houston Texans. I think he belongs. So I think on the younger side, I think those are two guys that are probably going to surprise a lot of people, fellas.
Yeah, I think so too.
Go ahead, Jeff.
I mean, the Browns are so deficient at wide receiver. They tried to trade for Curse. They tried, you know, they successfully acquired Sammy Coates, who Pittsburgh let go. And when you let a guy go to your division rival like that, you got to think something's up. So I don't think the Kaiser's going to have many weapons. I hope that as a Browns fan that Isaiah Crowell can carry the load for that offense at least in year one with Kizer under center.
Mike, go ahead, man. Sorry, I should have directed that one way or another. Go ahead.
No, you're fine. But, you know, I totally forgot about DeShone Watson, and I don't know how I forgot about him. But, Dorf, you're exactly right. The dude just looks like he belongs. Like, he understands, and he gets it, and he's ready to go. I'll be keeping my eye on Watson in Houston for sure.
I just think he's going to be a fun player, you know. And I think they both have some learning curves. We all know that. I mean, it's the NFL, man. It stands for not for long for a reason, like Jeff said a little bit earlier. The truth is that these guys, though, I do think they belong. I think they're going to be pretty good players. What's the team that's going to surprise you guys? Mike, go ahead, you first. What's a team that might surprise you?
Man, holy smokes, that is a good one. Man, I don't.
All right, give yourself.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Like, I seriously do not know.
Give yourself a second to prepare, Jeff. Who's a team that might surprise you?
Would the Giants be considered a surprise given what the Cowboys have done, given how excited people are about the Eagles and how kind of stay the course the Redskins are? If the Giants can win that division, I think it would be a surprise, but I think they're capable of doing it.
I think the Giants can win that division as well. I don't know if it's a huge surprise. The team that I think is the surprise personally, and maybe it's not such a huge surprise, but they've been a little bit like under the radar and kind of like thinking that they could be there, but they haven't quite made it yet. Over the top, and I kind of got two of them, to be honest with you, and they're in the same division. Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the New Orleans Saints. I think with the addition of good call, by the way, Jeff, I saw that. With the having the addition of Adrian Peterson come back, man, bam, I kind of like it. So anyways, we're going to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll come back with final thoughts. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, Weekend Edition, our guest, Mike Wilson from PacificTakes.com. Keep it close, everybody.
First and 10, Green Bay at the New York 30. Packers leading 14-13. Snap, Rodgers in the pocket, over the middle. Got Randall Cobb bolting at the 10 to the 5. High stepping, end zone, touchdown, Green Bay. What an answer. 30-yard touchdown pass to Randall Cobb.
I feel you letting go. You're gonna let me down easy. It's time we got it straight. You know it's hard to take.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Thank you.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy and Jeff.
And climbing my man because he wants to go to Howard.
All righty. Welcome back, everybody. Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition with Jeff Rich. Final thoughts time. We also have our buddy Mike Wilson from PacificTakes.com. So we'll start with him. Mike, you're up first. Go ahead, buddy, real quick.
Well, I think we all learned yesterday that Alabama is still the king of the hill. They have a defense that is no joke, and I don't see anybody stopping them.
All right, good call. Jeff, go ahead, brother.
Throw away the records in Major League Baseball because here come the Cleveland Indians. I think they've got a chip on their shoulder, and they played like zombies the first couple months of the season, but they're turning it on at the right time. Winners of 10 straight and an easy September schedule against the joke of the AL Central.
Good stuff, man. Good stuff, fellas. Well, I got some interesting thoughts in my head at the moment. Man, look, we're less than a week away. As we know, Thursday, it all gets started in the NFL, man. The journey begins for two teams to be battling it out, to have the honor to raise the Lombardi Trophy, man. I hope it's the Green Bay Packers in the end. I'd like to see it be Pittsburgh, to be quite honest with you, because I think it'd be cool. Maybe Big Ben or Aaron Rodgers, and I think, you know, it could obviously be Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady, but you never know, man. Hopefully you get there. Hopefully it happens. We got to get out of Dodge for both these guys, Jeff Rich and obviously our guest Mike Wilson from PacificTakes.com, and then Scott on the other side making it possible. I want to say peace, everybody. We'll talk to you next week right here on Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition with Jeff Rich. Be safe, everybody. Have a great Labor Day weekend.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.